Hi, this is Ken Kennedy, and this is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 164, for Thursday, August 3rd, 2017, and day 3 of the Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge 2017. Actually, I realized today that at least the day of the challenge is going to be easier to figure out this year, because we're just doing, you know, September. So, September 12th is the 12th day of the challenge, blah, blah, blah. I also realized this is my 5th year. I was looking stuff up the other day, trying to figure that out, and either last night or the night before. It's crazy. That's amazing. But it is. 5 years. So, never successfully done one, but, you know. And we're not doing well so far. This year, it is 10:15 or so p.m. On the 3rd, and I'm just now getting a chance to sit down and do this. It's been a little bit of a hectic day. So luckily, when I was doing my list, I threw in a couple of like gimmies that were like basically short, kind of easy. They're important, but they're not something that's going to take like a huge amount of time to explain. And so I am pulling the ripcord on that tonight, just to get something out. So tonight we're going to talk about Facebook. Some people may know this story. People that I've met in person. People that know Charlotte and I fairly well, I don't know. So some people, and for all I know, like I said, I just realized that I've been doing this for 5 years. I've almost certainly told this story on the Dog Days before. I can't imagine that I haven't, but that doesn't matter. So today's Facebook, and Facebook is important to me. Not so much, I mean, I'm not a huge Facebook user. I've spent more time in Facebook in the past basically year because of the Dog Days podcasting group. I believe last year was the first year we had a group. I could be completely wrong on that, but it seems like it's certainly last year we talked a lot more in the group, whether or not we had it before then. And since then, we've kind of talked in the group, you know, and the people in the group kind of have seemed, pretty cohesive, and I've enjoyed interacting with people in both last year and this year and in the intervening period. But I'm not a huge, I mean, I don't dislike Facebook. I don't hate Facebook. It's not a big Facebook fan. I use Google Plus much more than Facebook for a pretty good while. There's just kind of not enough traction there. I have some friends that's all they use. So I still interact with them there, and I'm happy. I always get notifications and stuff, but, I don't spend a lot of time there either anymore. But anyway, the reason Facebook is on the list is because of Charlotte. Charlotte and I knew each other in high school. So Charlotte, my wife, Charlotte Kennedy, knew each other in high school. She was a grade ahead of me, and we were both in French class. I was in French 1, she was in French 2. So we really only interacted. I knew her around the school and stuff. At one point, I don't think when I was there, well, she was a junior. She may have very well been editor. I think she might have been editor of the school paper the year, my sophomore year. But you know, I knew who she was, and I saw her at French club events. And she was basically my first crush. Like, my freshman and sophomore year in high school, I was a nerd. I was at a, you know, I'd never had any problems with bullying or anything like that, but I was just like the little nerd kid that, you know, played Dungeons and Dragons and could help you with your math homework or your history, you know, any of your homework. So I didn't date, but she was basically my first crush. I kind of got infatuated with her at during French club, and we became friends, and we know that we like interacted and stuff. And so that was my sophomore year. I had been to her house at least once. We both remember us sitting on her steps in front of her house and talking about something, you know, maybe it was a French project or something. We can't remember. It was too long ago. Too much has, you know, gone on. But so we were friends. And she was kind of like my first crush. And then I went away to North Carolina, has a residential high school for nerds, the North Carolina School of Science and Math. And it's like you apply and, you know, take the SAT 2 years early and all that sort of stuff. Anyway, I got into School of Science and Math, and so I left. I accepted. So I left, and it's a residential high school in Durham, North Carolina. Very conveniently for me later on, like a mile down the road from Duke. But even after that, for like 6 months of my junior year, we actually wrote letters back and forth. We both remember that too. I don't have, really wish I had one of those letters either way, either, you know, either mine or hers. But, that, you know, don't have them. And so after that, you know, after that for a while, yeah, I actually got my first girlfriend at Science and Math. And, you know, we just kind of both went our own ways in life. We got married and had kids and, well, she had kids. I didn't have kids. But, you know, did our things, had partners, things happened. And in 2009, we both ended up, so we were both divorced, and I had actually looked for her on Facebook before. I had been on Facebook for several years. I was more active a lot with a lot of my high school friends, mainly from Science and Math, on Facebook back in like 2007, 8, 9, in that area. But it was, in fact, it was July 15th, 2009. It was the same day we ended up getting married several years later. Charlotte friended me on Facebook or sent me a friend request, whatever. And that like changed the course of our, you know, our lives. She's like the person, you know, for me to be with, and hopefully I'm the person for her to be with. And you know, things went from there, but that was like the day that changed things and the act that changed things. And it was Facebook. It was very weird. I still think back on it and just shake my head sometimes. It's like, I still remember looking at the friend request. That is how impactful that was on me at the time. So that's today. Already I've rambled enough that this was longer than I expected it to be. So surprise, surprise. But so that's today. It's Facebook. Well, we've got frustrating. I've got more, you know, got other stuff, but I just wanted to get this out today. So that'll be it for today, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow. This podcast is Creative Commons licensed, attribution share alike version 3.0, US 3.0. There we go. And you can find me at kenzoid.com. My email address is kkennedy@kenzoid.com if you want to get in touch with me. You can leave messages at the website. I'm also on Twitter at Kenzoid. I'm on Facebook as ken.kennedy. I'm on Instagram as Ken Kennedy. I'm on Google Plus. Search for Ken. It's some weird thing on Google Plus because it's a pain. Search for me there. But you can send me a message there. I'll get it. I get notifications from there. So, and I've got a whole bunch of other links at kenzoid.com if you're trying to get a hold of me. So thanks a lot, and we will talk again tomorrow. So back to the dog days. See ya.